On the KSRO live line with us is the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Evans. Bobby, great to have you here.
Having
the many, many thousands of people here in the North, I cannot wait for the upcoming season for Giants. What are the three things this season you're most excited about?
Well, we definitely look forward to to seeing an everyday lineup as protection in the middle of the order. I mean, Buster Posey obviously has been for offense, and now putting guys around him like McCutcheon and Longoria, just get us excited about what the lineup can look like. I think coming secondarily into a full our young bullpen continuing to get seasoned, as well as getting healthy guys back, including Melanson, but also the addition of Watson just gives us confidence that we can win the games we're supposed to win. And then I think thirdly, just the energy around the club going into the season. I think guys are ready to turn the page on last year and look towards getting off to a good start in April and putting ourselves in a good position going into the start of the year.
Yeah, I think we're all, Bobby, we're all willing to have sort of a short-term memory when it comes to the 2017s, because every year we get to start anew. And speaking of Buster Posey, of course, all of us worried about that ankle of his. I know that he spent a lot of time last year at first base, and he will consistently say that is not his goal to get to first base on a permanent spectrum. But is this his ankle something we should be overly concerned about this year?
No, I think we're very fortunate not to have that as a concern ongoing. I think anything can happen at any time, but the concern really has been hitting for him, just because he turns that ankle, in the backswing and for him, or follow through. And so for him, I think he just wanted to make sure as he gets into the regular routine of the season that that's not something to see extra time off. But doesn't bother him catching, doesn't bother him running, but it does bother sometimes on the swing. So wanted to make sure it was 100% before he got back out there, as he did last night.
Yeah, we definitely need him, his swing, to be a very powerful part of the Giants lineup this year. Any surprises so far during spring training?
I just have been excited as I've seen new guys come into the organization, that how well they fit in. I think that you've got guys who have been in some cases the face of their franchise, the leader in their clubhouse, and yet they've come into this clubhouse and have fit very well with our team chemistry, our group, our mechanics of day to day on the field, and as well as the new coaching staff as well. Just a good start to the sink of what you need for the season to be successful, and for the communication level to be high, and the coordination of a lot of activity here in the spring. So not so much a surprise, but just very, very pleasantly pleased by what we've seen so far.
Well, we'd love to see, of course, the enthusiasm of Hunter Pence every year, and it was a tough year for him last year too. But is there a better cheerleader in the clubhouse when it comes to, banging the welcome wagon when new faces come to town?
Yeah, it's so nice, I think, for young players, especially when they come up to the big leagues, how quickly Hunter, Buster, and others, grab those guys and help them realize how important they are, to our success. And they don't at all get put to the side. They get front and center and given an opportunity to feel not only welcome, but also an important, cog in the wheel, if you will.
Are they weird enough to be a part of the Giants, McCutcheon and Longoria?
Hey, that's...
I mean that lovingly.
I think they're straight shooters. They're professional. They're committed to winning. I don't know if anybody has better dance moves than McCutcheon. So I think we've got the beginnings of a good group for sure.
Well, we've seen certainly he has the best impression of Hunter Pence at the plate that we've seen video of from spring training. He's pretty good at that, so no surprise about the dance moves. What about the young Bucks that we've been used to seeing over the last season or two? Is there still a place for Mac Williamson or Jarrett Parker?
Yeah, time will tell. I mean, we've got a good competition going, which is a plus for us to have competition, to have guys performing well.
I should throw in Austin Slater to this conversation too.
Well, fair enough. And it's fun to see those guys go out there, whether they're a part of this, immediate start of the season or part of the next wave, or guys that come later in the year and help out. We like what we're seeing. It's nice to have that kind of competition.
And, of course, there's such great loyalty when you talk about baseball, Bobby. And wondering what the Giants team or the Giants, you know, the scouts, et cetera, what the entire brain trust thought when Tim Lincecum threw earlier this year. Was there ever any real interest from the Giants in re-signing Tim?
Yeah, we talked with his agent, you know, more on a minor league contract basis. But he had major league contract opportunities, and those were going to be first, front, and center for him. And we were very impressed with him. We thought he looked, you know, much better than he did even when he pitched with the Angels in 16 and more like himself. You know, we liked the thought of him being a reliever and serving out of the bullpen. But again, with the club offering a major league situation, that was, you know, obviously more attractive.
And of course, one of the big changes this year is the coaching shakeup with the Giants. We have to grow accustomed to seeing Ron Wotus coach third base, and many other changes, including Bam Bam Mulin stepping up to that assistant coach or assistant manager position. And how do you work with a redesigned coaching staff?
Well, it's really building your core of your coaching staff for Boach. He's built it, you know, really around Bam Bam and Wotus. I mean, those are two guys that are mainstays from, you know, a long time here and a lot of success here. And for Ronnie, his roots go back to spend a lot of time at third base. So I think it's energizing for him. I think it's an opportunity to be involved in every offensive play of the game, you know, as a third base coach, which is exciting. Of course, he's always been a part of what we're doing in a big picture sense is really the bench coach and, of course, defensively from the infield standpoint. But this gives him a much more, you know, moment-to-moment role offensively. And I think for Bam Bam, you know, who continues to interview every winter for major league managing positions, it's an opportunity that he was ready for. And quite frankly, we had multiple clubs interested this winter in him as a bench coach elsewhere. So for him to get that opportunity here and to learn under Bruce Bochy is really a great opportunity for him.
All right, Bobby, before we go, just two more things. Now, a lot of people, at least in theory, would love to have the words Giants general manager on their business card. What's your favorite part of the job?
I just love seeing you know, young players get opportunities and take advantage of that and reach, you know, the pinnacle of a major league opportunity and ultimately consistency. And it's fun from the day they get drafted and signed to the day they come through their first minor league game to their first big league call-up. I mean, those are by far the most exciting opportunities as a baseball front office to see guys have success.
I would think so. And I can't leave. We mentioned this to Larry Bear a couple of months ago. On behalf of us here in the North Bay, we want to thank the Giants organization for the benefit concert that you did as a result and after in the aftermath of the wildfires that we've been suffering. So thanks for that. And also, there are probably a couple of first responders that we've got here in Sonoma County that would love to and probably deserve to throw out the first pitch at one of their games this season. What do you say?
I'll tell you, when the North Bay is hurting, I mean, we're all hurting. And it was very traumatic as we watched and listened and saw, and I think it's, you know, it's the Giants community spreads, you know, throughout the Bay Area, and for that benefit concert, it was very special. I think it was very heartfelt by Buster Posey as he participated in it as well.
Yes.
And, it's amazing what they've come through, but it shows you just the mentality and the way that this community can pull together to support each other when we're going through difficulty.
Well, we appreciate the support in that regard and can't wait to lend you our support for the upcoming season. It's a brand new year, baby. We're ready for it.
Well, thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
All right, Bobby. Thanks for being here. That is the Giants general manager, Bobby Evans. And yeah, I think it'd be a great time for one of our firefighters, maybe one of our law enforcement officials to throw out the first pitch. And if they need somebody to hold the baseball rag for them, I'm available.